Who are you?
I am Angel.
No, really, who are you?
I am George.
Stop playing around. I am Hanson, Ferguson, Manson, Johnson, Ellison. I am Zombie. Lost in the ways of my people, my identity, my heritage, I am the soulless black-white being that haunts the screens of materialism in the face of my destruction. I am that shadow in the mirror, for self no longer exists to my reflection. I am who I am that does not know who I am, but cares not who I am, for they say who I am is shameful. Damn, I'd rather say Angel, because Adra Kunedu Boateng is a mouthful. I am that being whose history has been exterminated, rewritten, coordinated to suit the inadequacies of my present self. CNN and BBC lay out the fragments of my present just right. A primitive tale of wars and poverty, not where I'm going to be African now, not when these pieces are made to tell my whole story. I am a Christian, a Muslim, a Buddhist, so long as it frees me from the jungle rituals of a Tarzanic people. I am the beautiful black girl that bends out her curls for blonde bangs. I am no longer the black washed away with this hot white bleach. I am the slave to the trinkets of my age. I am an individual that stands alone, not the us of my ancestral past. I am the successful experiment of a mind removed and replaced with a self-defeating fake. I am Zombie, with no soul, but a self-destructive spirit. I am you, and you are me. But how can me be you and you be me when you seeks only to overpower me and me seeks only to devour you? How can us live when exploitation is a sole element of our new programmed system? A system which allows us to enjoy a westernized education designed to drift us further away from who we are. A system which designs me to fail from the onset because I conceive of myself as the redemption of these poor people who happen to share the same skin color as mine. A system which ensures my indoctrination, school from the malleable years of childhood to solidify into an adulthood of programmed robots. A system which assures me that it is okay to be enslaved in my mind, for that is the only defeat to my inherent inferiority. I am the product of a system that preaches to me in church to love my neighbor as myself, but not when that neighbor goes to the mosque. I am the product of a system that reincarnates the greedy kings of the past who sold their own to the oppression of slave chains. Only now, it's not slavery, but colonialism. Not colonialism, but capitalism. Charlie, forget the label. As long as someone is getting exploited and the people are getting paid, we are right on track. I am the product of a consumeristic system that teaches me to prize the surface, glorify the shallow, and fear the vault, enjoy the hallow. I am the product of a system that pursues profit to all ends of the earth, and the sky, and the water, and then include the non-profit maker in the firing squad of global warming. I prize you for the richness of your ability to imitate carbon copies and preconditioned magazines of what beauty's image should look like, rather than what you really look like as a human being. I am the product of a system that drives me to the despairing insanity and loneliness of self-hatred and suicide because my hips are too big, or my tummy is too flabby, or my nose just not right, like a ship lost its way and found its way to my face. I am the product of a system which thrives on hate under the guise of religious or human duty, or simply shit. I don't like the shape of his head. I am you. You are me. But me cannot be you, nor you be me, for me cannot give to you, to give to me, to give to them, to give to us. That is barbaric, jungle consumed, unnatural, definitely unproductive, primitive thinking. I stare hard at my black shadow in the mirror, my heavy, uncontrollable mass of curls, my ugly, flat nose, my tongue, which is lost in speaking the language of my ancestors. My soul, which has been wrenched from understanding nature's need for unity. My mind, which cannot decipher the truth of who I was, for my past is hidden. Who I am, for my present is told in fragments, much less where I'm going. And I see, not Angel, not George, not Adjoa, nor Kwaku, but a person who hates herself so deeply, self is eternally lost. The cracked shards of a broken mirror.